Doctor Who, Engines of War, by George Mann. Read by Nicholas Briggs. Part 1. Moldox. Chapter 1. It had been 3 days since she'd last seen a Dalek. 3 days since she'd notched another kill into the barrel of her gun. It was too long. She was starting to feel twitchy. What were they up to? The Dalek patrols had been sporadic of late, as though they were no longer bothering with the outlying ruins. They were massing in the city, corralling any surviving humans they found, and shepherding them there too. Their plans had changed. Something new was happening. Maybe she'd have to think about moving again. And just when she was starting to get comfortable too. Cinder lay on her belly in the dust and the dirt, perfectly still, surveying the road below the shallow escarpment. She'd heard that a Dalek patrol was coming this way, but that had been over an hour ago. Had one of the other resistance cells taken them out already? That seemed unlikely. If they had, she'd be aware of it by now. A message would have buzzed over the comlink. No, the likelihood was that the Daleks had encountered another group of survivors and were processing them for enslavement, or else exterminating them, or, as she preferred to call it, murdering them on the spot. Cinder clutched her weapon just a little harder, feeling a spark of anger at the thought. If they did come this way. She brushed her fringe from her eyes. She had a bright shock of auburn hair, cut in a ragged mop around her shoulders. It was this that had originally earned her the name Cinder. Well, that and the fact she'd been found in the still-burning ruins of her homestead, the only thing left alive after the Daleks had passed through. It seemed so long ago now, when the planet had burned. When they had all burned. Cinder had watched as every one of the worlds in the spiral had burst into candescence, lighting up the sky above Moldox. A twisting helix of flaming orbs, a wall of newly christened stars.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?